Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, a number of people to talk about physical education classes over at UAS. UAS's semester is starting up on Monday. There are a wide variety of PE classes that really focus on partnerships in the community that are available. Owen Kindig will talk about that. Reed Brewer is with the Fish Tech program. He's going to talk about scuba classes. And Tracy Turner is teaching aquatic aerobics. Welcome to Morning Edition, everyone.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, Owen, let's start out with you. You have the big picture perspective here on PE classes at UAS. What does it look like?
We have a lot of classes. We have classes at Hames. We have yoga, aquatic aerobics, open water diver, and a fitness training class. And as you say, they are all involving partnerships in the community, and they're held in different places. Hames, obviously, at their facility. Fitness training is over at Refresh, and aquatic aerobics is at Blatchley, and the Wide Ocean, I guess, is where Open Water Diver is, yeah.
Well, Reed and Tracy will go into specifics about their programs. Can you maybe speak a little more about the Hames partnership and the Refresh partnership?
Right, I can. The Hames partnership is one in which the person who takes the class through UAS gets a full Hames membership during the 3 months of the class. And
as part of that membership, there are quite a few perks.
Yes, free access to the whole range of facilities. And it's like taking one course that involves 24 classes that you can take. I took it last semester, and I'm going to be taking it again this semester. It's a really awesome opportunity. You have opportunities to do, you know, work with coaches, and they like people like Hillary Seeland, who has a great full body workout, wears me out every time. Spin classes. They offer a free physical therapy screening, and that's a terrific health opportunity. They give you opportunities to drill down and understand what's happening inside your body. You can do a beginning and ending evaluation to see how your heart rate changed, how your muscle mass changed. In a full semester, you can make a substantive difference in your actual strength and physical well-being. So it's a really great opportunity. Yoga is something that we hold right at our facility, right in the main lobby, right off the main lobby. And I observe the yoga teachers working with people, quiet music. I see, you know, them working at their own pace, at their own level, and yet it seems like a time when people are gaining, reducing stress and just really gaining confidence in their yoga growth. And fitness training class with Emily Davis, I've seen some of her classes, and she just brings so much energy and so much enthusiasm, and people really enjoy. And they can pick the time and place and the nature of their fitness training through her class.
And is that the one at Refresh?
That's at Refresh, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So we have a pretty comprehensive PE class in partnership with Hames, a fitness training at Refresh, and yoga right at UAS.
Right at UAS, exactly.
Okay, great. Well, we'll get back to you a little towards the end, Owen. Reed Brewer, you're with the Fish Tech program, and you're offering two scuba classes.
We are. We're offering an open water diver class that also includes dry suit diving certification, and we're offering a scientific diver class for divers that already have a diving certification and are interested in learning a little bit more about how researchers try to understand the ecology of different organisms underwater. So you learn how to quantify the bottom environment, how to identify fish, things like that.
So how are these two classes being held? Is that a full semester of getting in the water every class period and diving, or what's it going to look like?
Well, we know that people don't, a lot of folks in Sitka and in the local area don't have a traditional semester where they can commit so much time to the day. So both of these courses will be offered in expedited fashion where we'll meet via distance delivery a couple times. You do the book work on your own, and then over spring break, which I believe is in the middle of March, both of those classes will meet for a 7 to 8 day period, and will be intensive pool time and open water time and lots of diving, lots of stuff going on, so that people that, you know, have families can, they can commit a week to the program, but they don't have to do a semester long commitment of babysitters and getting their kids to their grandparents' house and stuff like that.
So how did the idea to offer some scuba classes originate?
Well, there are a lot of, with the Fisheries Tech program, there are a lot of jobs that are related to diving, diving on pens for the different hatcheries, working in research for fish and game, dive welding, fishermen working on their boat. And there's been a recent kind of vacancy of diving classes here in town. And so we just happen to have two instructors at the university right now. And the university invested a bunch of money in buying brand new gear. And the thought was that it would be a great way to get people interested and excited about the marine environment, but also showing that, that the UAS campus here in town really cares and wants to invest in the community and wants to kind of open our doors for local classes, even though we do a lot of distance teaching.
And so this is for both Fish Tech students and just general community
members.
This
is for anybody in the community. And we have a number of students that have signed up for the class in Juneau and Ketchikan that are going to be coming to the campus for that, that week-long time period. So if you're in a neighboring community and want to get scuba certified, this is a good chance to get it done over a short period of time in one of the best places to dive in the world.
Okay. Well, Tracy, you're also going to be teaching a class in the water, but it's going to be a little bit different. Can you talk about aqua aerobics?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been teaching aqua aerobics here in Sitka for about 15 years. And we get a wide variety of fitness levels that come to our class. A lot of times folks come in for starting when they're recovering from need some physical therapy. It's a great class to take if you... as a prenatal. It's wonderful for prenatal. It's wonderful if you have any kind of joint issues. But it's really just a great all-around fitness course, regardless of your level. You know, folks that are in great shape come in and really enjoy it because you can work out in the water in ways that you can't anywhere else. So we have a full hour in the water 3 days a week, and we start with warm-ups, and then we do resistance work, and we go out to the deep water and do full body strengthening and stretching, and then we do 20 to 30 minutes of aerobic work, and then cool downs, and end with a thought for the day every day.
And there's a delayed start to your class. So you're not actually starting on Monday like other classes.
No, we're not. We're not starting till February 15th because we're in partnership with the school district. We work around the school's schedule, so the middle schoolers will be having swim lessons right now, and that means that we get to use the pool when they're finished.
And what's turnout usually like for you?
You know, it varies widely, anywhere from 7 or 8 up to 18, and it really depends. I would say average about 12 students. I have students that have been coming every term for the entire 15 years, and then I'll have a student who will come for a couple years, and then they'll be busy doing other things, or it won't work with their schedule, and then they'll come back again. And I get new students every term. Yeah.
Well, Owen, is there a PE requirement for degree-seeking students?
I should know that, but I don't. but I do know that the most important thing that each of us has is our physical body, in terms of our assets. And investing in that asset is the greatest way that we can enhance our mind and our actual physical strength and our health. And so this is a great opportunity for people to invest and sharpen the saw and just, you know, make life better.
And it seems that UAS is really seeking opportunities to, you know, offer classes beyond what necessarily their brick-and-mortar building can provide.
Exactly. It really is a terrific opportunity. I mean, when you go to Hames, you have access to saunas and ping pong tables and racquetball and all these other things, basketball. And by the way, Sunday night there's going to be a class, a physical therapy workshop that will where two physical therapists will be teaching. And that's free to people who are going to be taking this class. And the big tour inauguration of the Ames program is next Friday, so it's a week. And then after that, it's whenever you want to go. Okay. There's no set time for the class.
Okay. So to sign up for classes, you can go online.
You can go online, or you can call 747-7700.
Or in honor of PE, you could walk across the bridge
exactly.
over to the island. Well, thank you, everyone, for coming in this morning and joining.